Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll look at one of the many repeated contradictions about the nature of Allah in the Quran. What Allah says and what Allah does sometimes does not make any sense at all. And that is by investigating one more verse in Quran chapter 16, and that is verse 93. For there we read, "And if Allah will, He could have made you one nation, but He leads astray whom He wills, and He guides whom He wills. And surely you will be asked about what you were doing." Notice before I printed that verse in my translation, I actually added a bold statement which reads as follows. This is a continuing theme that Allah chooses some to be guided and others to go astray. You cannot tell me that these are two of the attributes of Allah in the Quran, or two characteristics of Allah in the Quran: to guide and to mislead. To guide some people to Islam and to mislead others to infidelity. So if you are a Muslim, it's because Allah chose to make you a Muslim. And if you are an infidel, it's because Allah chose for you to be an infidel. And if that is the case, why Allah will punish people for not believing in Him or not doing the right things which He did not want them and did not allow them to do? You cannot tell me that this is the true nature of the God of the Bible. In his interpretation, the great Muslim scholar Al-Tibri said, "If your Lord had willed, O people, He could have been kind to you by guiding you to Himself, so that you would all become one group and one people of one religion." First of all, I do not find any reason for Allah to mention the word one nation, because nation have nothing to do with the religion or the belief of the people of that one nation. Now, imagine that was me. Allah is kind to some, but not to the others. And if He will, He would have been kind to all people and will have one religion, which is obviously Islam, without any differing or separating, meaning all the people would have been guided to Islam and nobody will have different beliefs or different doctrines even within Islam. Here is the rest of the interpretation of Al-Tabari. "But He, the Most High," excuse me, what? The Most High? That is like a biblical teaching when you talk about God, the Most High. But that's okay. Continuing. "Created differences among you and made you people of different religions by granting success to those to believe in Him and to act in obedience to Him. So they were believers." Notice now, people are not believers because they choose to believe, but because Allah chose for them to be believers in Him and to live in obedience to Him. So far, so good. Continuing, "And He let those people down. He mislead the other people. He did not guide the other people and deprived them of His success, of His grace, of His mercy." Yes, Allah leads astray whom He wills. That is the true nature of Allah in the Quran. So they were infidels. The reason Christians are infidels is not because they believe in some false doctrine or false belief. It's because Allah chose for them to be infidels. He chose not to guide them to Islam. And so the rest of the people who do not submit Islam, who do not believe in obedience to the religion of Allah, Islam, every person who's living in sin and in wickedness is because Allah made them infidels, and Allah chose not to show His mercy or His grace on them, and that's why they are what they are. Bunch of infidels to spend eternity in hell. What's so amazing, Al-Tabari continued to say, Allah will ask you all on the day of judgment about what you used to do in this world, in what he commanded you and what he forbid you. Excuse me, Allah, excuse me. The reason I did the wrong thing, the reason I chose to become a Christian is because you chose for me to be a Christian. You chose for me to be an infidel. So now you're going to judge me for it? What ungodly, wicked, evil God. That is exactly Allah, the God of Muhammad, the Satan of the Bible. Because trust me, you will never see one place in the entire Bible that God lead people astray. I challenge a Muslim to show me where in the Bible did God lead somebody astray. God may allow us to go astray because we choose to go astray, because we refuse to accept his grace and his mercy and his love. That is one thing. The other thing is God make people sin against him so he can punish them by sending them to hell. And somehow, there is a day of judgment in Islam. And in that day of judgment, people were going to be punished for obeying Allah to do the wrong thing. Where we know for sure they have no choice but to do the wrong things, because that is what Allah ordained for them to do. I don't know even why we have day of judgment. Why Allah will ask people about the wrong things they have done? Because that's exactly what he forced them to do. And they did not have any choice but to do exactly what he asked them to do, which is the wrong thing. They sin against Allah because Allah chose for them to sin against him. And somehow there is a day of judgment so Allah can punish people because they obeyed him to do the wrong things. Man, this is unbelievable. It does not make any sense. If Muslims would think about that for a few minutes, for sure they would have rejected Allah, the Quran, Muhammad, and Islam, and everything else goes with that savage cult, the cult of Islam. So once again, Al-Tabari said, so Allah will ask you all on the day of judgment about what you used to do in this world, in what he commanded you and what he forbid you. Then he will reward you with a reward to the obedient among you will obey him, and the infidels among you will disobey him. What a comedy, what a joke about Allah and his word of the Quran and even the interpretation of so-called Muslim scholars. Once again, the Bible is very clear. God wanted everybody to be guided to the truth. God loved the world, everybody in the world. God gave his only begotten son. That is when our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ came into this world in the flesh, and he lived a perfect life for 33 years, and he died as an atonement for our sin on the cross of shame and sorrow, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And by repenting of our sin and by believing in that great salvation which offered only through Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, and by doing that we can have forgiveness of our sin and we can have eternal life, to who? Anyone and everyone who will submit to the grace of God, the true grace which can be received through Jesus Christ. This is not Allah, the God of Muhammad, the one who leads some to guidance and misleads others to infidelity. Well, let us look at another verse in the Quran, and that is chapter 16 and verse 97. As Allah stated, whoever did good deed, whether male or female, while he is a believer, so he will surely make him live a good life, and we will reward them their wage with better than what they were doing. Now, when we read this verse, we will realize that Allah changed the pronouns in the same sentence. Notice again, first Allah is talking in the masculine, so he's talking about he. Listen carefully, whoever did good deed, that is masculine talk in the Arabic grammar. For it said in the Arabic language, man amala salihan. Not man amalat salihan. If we say amala, it is a masculine, it's a man, it's a he. Amalat is a feminine, it's a woman, it's a she. So whoever did good deed. Okay, now continue to emphasize on who is that person. Allah said whether male or female. Why we make a big deal about that? Obviously, we know from the hadith that Muslim women did not like the word of Allah in the Quran, where Allah is just emphasizing on men, and men do this and men do that, and men rewarded by this and men rewarded by that. So here in this verse, Allah was honoring the women by mentioning them in that verse. By the way, in the Bible, God always uses masculine pronouns, such as using the words mankind, humans, Adam. Does not say he or she like we see here in the Quran. And we, the Christian believers and the Jewish believers, knew exactly what Allah meant is human. He or she, that is what he meant. Now, after he said he or she, then he went back to talk about him. And that's when Allah said, while he is a believer. Why Allah did not use the plural while they are believers? No, back to he. Makes no sense to me, but that's how Allah speaks in the Quran.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Then Allah said, so we, who is we? That's Allah, not the triune God of the Bible. It's just the Muslim will tell you the majesty Allah. Even though in the Quran, Allah also used I and me and myself. So obviously, somehow Allah forgets. Sometimes he says we or us, and sometimes he said I and me. After he said, so we will surely make him. Wait a minute, why didn't he say him or her? After all, you said male or female. Continue with a better grammar, O Allah, and say him or her. No, we just use him here. Live a good life. Now, what is a good life? Oh, scholar disagree. Yes, indeed. As always, scholar give us different opinions. What Allah meant by the expression good life. For example, he will cause them to live in this world, meaning on earth, with a good provision, lawful provision. And obviously we know that Muslim scholar will name you a bunch of names of different people who agree on that interpretation. Al-Dahaq, for example, he said he will eat lawful and he will wear lawful clothes. Wow. Let's go to the second opinion. Allah meant by good life is that he will live a life of contentment. But others said he will live a good life. And those who turn away from the remembrance of Allah, who did not do good deed, they will have a miserable life. But we also have different interpretation as stated by Al-Tabari. We're talking about the good life with happiness. But others interpreted the good life here by saying, oh no, no, no. Allah is talking about the happy life in the garden, not in this world, but in the eternity in the heavens of Islam, which is Muhammad called throughout the Quran and the Hadith Al-Jannah, like the garden which Adam and his wife used to live in heaven before they sinned against Allah and they came down to earth. So it is the good life, the happy life in the hereafter, meaning in the garden of Islam, where in it there is no death. So what is a good life? This different opinion about the happy, joyful life in this world to enjoy what is lawful or the reward of Allah after the judgment day in the paradise of Islam. As for the rest of verse 97, where Allah stated, and we will reward them. Wait a minute. I thought he was talking about he and him, even though he said male or female. Now it is them. You see the problem? Why can't Allah use them in the entire verse? The believers, male or females? No, 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 no. We have to use he or she, and then we talk about he, and then we talk about them in the same verse. He will reward them their wages with better than what they were doing. So the reward of Allah is going to be a little bit better than all the good which these Muslim believers, whether male or female, have done. But let us tie this verse with verse 93. It is not Allah's will for all the people to believe in Him. Why? Because it is Allah's will to guide some people to Islam and to mislead others to infidelity. And those whom Allah guide to Islam, as it is the norm of the believers in Islam, will be saying and will be doing and they will be living exactly the good things which Allah ordained for them to do. And for the ones who will be misled by Allah, they will be saying and they will be doing the wrong things as exactly Allah wants them to do. So wait a minute. Now I am a robot. I only do what Allah asked me to do. I only say what Allah asked me to say. Even when you touch your nose, you touch your hand, if you fall, if you cough, if you laugh, if you cry, whatever you do, it is already ordained by Allah to do. So how in the world do you tell me there's justice here? He gave some people guidance and now he will reward them. If it is in this world or in the garden, no matter what interpretation you want to believe in, with goodness and even more good. And sadly, obviously, the infidels, though they did not believe in Allah because he chose for them not to believe in him and they did the wrong things, he will punish them with eternity in hell. What kind of God is that which Muslims believe in and worship? That's not, once again, the God of the Bible. First of all, we know for sure our salvation, it is by the work of the cross, not by my work or your work. So when Allah said in Quran chapter 16, verse 97, whoever did good deed, that's not the right answer, Allah. That is wrong information, wrong ideology, wrong doctrine, wrong belief, Muhammad. And so is the rest of the Muslim believing that because it is not by work. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 is very clear. By grace we are saved through faith, not of works, so no one should boast, especially when we know from the Quran that even the good work which Muslims do, they are not doing it because they choose to do it, but they are doing it because Allah forced them to do. If it is of words or of thoughts or of actions. Let me put it again. As I have said it many times in the past, I am a Christian because Allah chose for me to be a Christian, which means I am an infidel, which means I will not do any good work. And even if I do good work, according to the Muslim scholars, Al-Tabari and Al-Qurtubi and others, I will be rewarded for that good work which I have done here in this world. And when I come to the day of judgment, I will burn in hell anyway because Allah will not reward any non-believer of any good work they will do in this world for their eternity. So all the good work by the infidels of America, for example, of feeding the hungry and helping the people in need, especially the Muslim in the Muslim world, as they experience any crisis like tsunami, earthquakes, or whatever problem, that good work is done by the infidels will be rewarded by Allah for the infidels in this world, but not for eternity. They will never see a day in the garden of Muhammad, the heavens of Islam. But once again, biblically, this is false teaching. Why? Because no good work can save one person. The problem is the punishment of our sin cannot be canceled by doing any good work. For the wages of sin is death. Not some good work to balance your evil work. No, 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 no. It does not work that way. The soul that sin must die. Imagine with me if a man stands before an earthly just judge who has given millions of dollars away,
but he robbed a bank and he stole only a few thousand dollars. Will this make the just judge to say, well, he gave millions away, he only stole a few thousand of dollars, we just let him go off? No, it does not work that way. That is an earthly just judge. How about God, the most just God? The wages of sin is death, not good work. That's why when Allah said, whoever did good deed, male or female, while he's a believer, that does not mean anything. Because even according to Islam, the good work the Muslim believer did, he did because Allah allowed him to do it. So how can Allah reward somebody for the good work he did with eternity in paradise or happy, joyful life in this world? What about the sin of the believers? I mean, we can talk a lot about the good which people do. What about the sin which people do? And that's where we see a problem with the justice of Islam. There is no justice in Islam because simply Allah will reward the Muslim believers for the good deeds they did. What about the true judgment of sin, which is eternity in hell? How can we ignore such justice of God on the sin of mankind? And don't forget, the Bible is very clear. All have sinned and fall short to the glory of God. And the wages of sin cannot be but death. That's why grace is very important. That's why salvation in Christianity is very important. So don't believe the lies which Muhammad taught, that Muslim believers will go to hell for a short time. That is hell number one. And then they will be taken out of hell to paradise? No, 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 no. This is simply false teaching. Does not fit with the holiness and the justice of the true God of the Bible. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.